You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
It is Tuesday, August 8th. Happy birthday, Ma.
Happy birthday.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, alongside an empty chair, the King, Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Welcome back. Hour number three of the Rodo Experts in the Morning as Corey refills his chair.
Among other things.
I had to go clear my mind because Scott is making me upset, and my bladder. Excuse me. Scott is making me upset with these hot takes.
Right. Nobody's allowed to have a different opinion than you.
I don't like your hot takes.
I don't care.
The last hour,
I don't care.
I don't like some
I
of your
don't
takes,
have to agree
Scott,
with you.
Because
your opinion
you,
is not
no,
the
Scott,
law.
I want you
your
to win.
Your opinion is not the law. I've won long before I met you. I taught you how to win.
Okay.
Anyway. Scott and his rankings are like origami. They fold under pressure.
Oh! Shots fired! Bong, 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 bong!
So basically,
Shots fired!
So you're saying my rankings are like the Buffalo Bills.
Oh!
Possibly.
Yeah. A nice one, Scott. It's a nice comeback. Yeah. This dude right here telling me about some Sam Piran.
You're frustrated.
No, because I gave
Nobody's
you...
Nobody's allowed to have a different
no,
opinion. That's
it's my
what it
time
is.
To turn, it's my turn to talk, Scott. I gave you Terrell Pryor truthers. I said, you know
you
what?
Don't give me anything. You don't give me anything.
I'm a back off the
You don't
Pryor
give
truthers.
Me anything. I said, you don't let me do anything. You're going to have to accept that there are other opinions
I'm
out here.
I'm back off the Pryor truthers.
I don't care what you
I
back
said, I'm
off,
let
whatever.
Them have their
I disagree when you live
I
with
said,
it.
Let them have their Pryor
live with it. Your opinion is not the law.
Offense. They're going to throw the football 600 times. The kid is healthy out there now. He's doing it. You want to take him in a second, the third? I'm not going to do it. You want to do it? I'm not going to criticize you. But now you move him Sam Piran into your top 25. I'm not doing it. I can't sit here and let you do that.
You don't let me do anything. Your opinion is not the law. As far as Pryor goes,
what did
you
say?
As far as Pryor goes, you're sitting here saying, yo, I'll let you all do it, but you're complaining about it the whole way.
This is going to be a high octane show from this last hour.
It is, because nobody else is allowed to have a different opinion.
Somebody called me yesterday, and they was like listening to the show this morning, and Scott, when y'all put Grill Scott on Ted Ginn Jr., he crumbled as always. Just like that. Somebody called me on my telephone, 646-320-9422. And they called me on my telephone, and they said, Ginn thing, Scott folded again.
Because unlike you, I am willing to listen to other opinions. And Greg made a good case, and you make a good case. Unlike you, I can give other people credit and listen to other opinions. You're too hard-headed, and your head's too big for your damn Yankee hat to listen to any other opinions.
And you have to show that
you've been there. You're bringing it in every day this week.
You
just learned how to win.
You can't carry
You don't
this.
Act like
I'm
a winner. You don't
executive.
Act like a winner. He brings
executive.
It in every day because he doesn't know
and I
like how to act like
to
he's been there.
You chump.
Look what I have for the first time.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
People really understand you guys.
Blah, 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 all over it.
Great. All right. I'm going to talk now. Goodbye. We'll be back in business.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Sorry.
Greg Sussman and Matt Modica are actually here. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Me too.
It's starting to rain. I'm not happy about that.
I understand. But it's not raining everywhere around the country. If you're listening and it's sunny outside, well, good for you.
I'm sure the West Coast is beautiful.
I'm sure it is, as it should be. Now, it's probably also beautiful down there in Miami. It was a whirlwind day for one Jarvis Landry yesterday. Because as the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever, which is on, by the way, at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And as we were kicking off the show, I'm seeing tweets, I'm getting text messages saying, yo, there is some major issues revolving around Jarvis Landry. And there are a lot of rumors yesterday in regards to a fight that he had with the mother of his child, a domestic dispute that cops were called. And it kind of all, there's a video involved, and it literally was a roller coaster half hour, basically, for Jarvis Landry. Ultimately, the Dolphins were aware of it. The NFL was aware of it. The cops were aware of it. Jarvis Landry was honest about it. There were no charges filed. There's nothing going on.
The affidavit signed.
Affidavit is signed. The woman came out with a statement. And
nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, we said, here's my plea to the NFL. Legalize marijuana and start cracking down heavily on domestic violence. Look, she signed an affidavit and stuff like that. I get it. I've seen it in baseball with Jose Reyes or Aldous Chapman and all this stuff. They're not going to... He's the cash cow right now. And I don't think she's going to try and... I'm not saying he did something or he didn't, but we have to look at some of these situations. Even like the Zeke fight, the guy disappeared. Did he receive an envelope or something like that? So there has to be...
See,
it has to be something with the NFL where they throw a hammers down and say, look, you have to be more conscious of your behavior and how you represent.
Not for nothing. I think I see this is a situation where a child's involved. So I look at it a little bit differently. You got to think, it doesn't make really, like, to say that he's the cash cow, that's already wrapped up. The baby's already there. You feel what I'm saying? So the income is already there. You feel what I mean? So I think Jarvis Landry's in the clear in this one. I really don't feel as if that, you know what I'm saying, that anything goes down from this. They probably had a situation, might have been a little bit of alcohol involved, and there was some emotions and stuff like that. You never know how these things go down. Probably some yelling and screaming, and then, you know, the cops is called, probably by a neighbor, and then they disperse, and everybody's good, nobody's hurt. So I don't think this could be...
That could even happen without the alcohol.
I'm not stating that he hit anyone or did anything wrong. I'm just saying, just in general, this is becoming too much of a problem with the NFL. It really has been.
Jarvis Landry, ultimately, from a fantasy perspective, it's more about Jarvis. It's more about Jay Cutler and the offensive line we talked about yesterday, rather than this domestic dispute. Thankfully, as Corey said, hopefully nothing to see here, and we move on, so on and so forth. Scott, in the middle of your yelling a moment ago, you mentioned the Buffalo Bills, and I wanted to circle back to the Bills, who signed Anquan Boldin here. Yes?
I'm on my snap. Go ahead.
Fantastic.
Go ahead, Greg. Don't mind me.
Anquan Boldin was signed by the Bills yesterday. And this does throw some cold water, I believe, on the Zay Jones love. And Boldin goes to Buffalo and misses most of the training camp because he doesn't want to do it. Away from his house in Florida. And now Tyrod Taylor has a desperately needed weapon, a big body guy that can go across the middle and be a nice compliment to Sammy Watkins. What, Scott, angle is Anquan Boldin's fantasy value?
I think, it's hard for me to say it could be a wide receiver 3 right out of the gate, maybe wide receiver 4, but because it's kind of dicey. If it's a very smart football move by the Buffalo Bills, because, you know, if Sammy Watkins doesn't stay healthy, he can step forward and be reliable for Tyrod Taylor. They really need more reliable targets for Tyrod Taylor. That's why they drafted Zay Jones, too. If Watkins is there, I don't know how much you can trust him as more than bench depth, really. But, you know, occasionally you might use him on a bye week, I think. I think from a dynasty perspective, I think it's excellent for a guy like Zay Jones, who's already in the mold of, you know, a really good possession receiver, and now he can learn the finer points of the pro game from a guy like Boldin. Maybe in the shorter term, it bumps Jones down a little bit, but it makes me like him in the longer term.
Yeah, I think Scott kind of said it correctly. I think right now, for me, he's a bench guy that if, you know, you have multiple bye weeks coming up or something, I think he helps Tyrod Taylor out immensely. It's a much better NFL move and stuff like that. So as a Bills fan personally, I'm happy
you
about
like
it.
Right. And that makes sense, right? Because
he's a warrior. That's a word that I want to put with Anquan Boldin. He's a warrior.
Sure.
Yeah, I remember that hit years ago when he was playing for the Jets and he got sandwiched by two defenders playing against Arizona, I think.
No, he was with Arizona
playing against the Jets.
It was the other way around, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That was like Mean Girls. That was like classic Mean Girls right there.
Before Anquan Boldin was signed,
Can I have a say about Anquan Boldin, please?
Well, you had chimed in, and I thought you were.
I wasn't done. I'm sorry.
On Snapchat,
I raised my hand because all the people in TV land could see me. Anquan Boldin is like the dude we talked about earlier, Cooper Kupp. Same thing.
Okay. It's not the same thing because Anquan Boldin's been in the league for 20 years.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Bye week option, put him in there, hope that it happens. Boldin probably catch 50 to 55 passes, might give you, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 touchdowns. I'm running the same thing as Cooper Kupp. You can draft those dudes together. If you want the younger option, take the younger option. You want the more safe option with the better, you know, with the better quarterback, then I would go with Tyrod. You know, I would go with the Taylor Boldin combination before I go Goff and Kupp. Kupp, obviously, a dynasty dude.
Yeah, I'm going Anquan Boldin over Cooper Kupp personally. I think that it's a better offense. Tyrod Taylor is absolutely better than Jared Goff. I don't know what the hesitation was that was about. Anquan Boldin has proven to be able to score touchdowns, right? Like, I have no idea what Cooper Kupp will be in the red zone. I don't think any of us know at this point. Cooper Kupp, Scott likes him because he should catch a ton of passes and have this really nice rapport with Jared Goff, not because he's going to be this big red zone threat, which we know Anquan Boldin can be.
I think Cooper Kupp could catch about 5-6 touchdown passes, though. It's like...
Well, you also think he's going to the Hall of Fame, so.
With O.J. Howard, yeah.
O.J. Howard's a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, but Cooper Kupp, I'm telling you, he's good. O.J. Howard's really good. But Cooper Kupp, you know, he's a special kid. He sets up defensive backs really nice, knows how to be right where his quarterback, wants him to be anywhere on the field. This kid is going to contend for the Rookie of the Year award, and at some point you might be starting him as a wide receiver three.
Considering all those running backs we have, Corey Davis, and
I'm telling you, two, three years from now, maybe sooner, kids in LA going to be wearing Cooper Kupp jerseys.
Will you be wearing a Cooper Kupp jersey
if he gets traded
to
Seattle?
To the Seahawks, he will.
Yeah,
he probably have a thong, Cooper Kupp thong.
Yeah,
maturity. Hey, Scott, the kid is not going to be the Rookie of the Year. His quarterback is Jared Goff. Scott, how's he going to be the Rookie of the Year, Scott? Corey Davis is in the league this year. Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette is in the league this year. And this dude in Los Angeles with Jared Goff as his damn quarterback is not going to be the Rookie of the Year, Scott. Come on, man.
Why are you yelling at me about something I didn't say? I said he's going to contend for it. I said Christian McCaffrey is going to win it.
But you're making it like he's going to be like top three.
I think he's going to be one of the best rookies of this class.
What about Dalvin Cook and Joe Mixon and Leonard Fournette? I mean, that's a big threesome right there.
People that don't got to worry about a stiff and Jared Goff throwing him the football.
He is going to move the chains. That passing game is going to start to improve. Cooper Kupp, at some point, you might be able to start him as your wide receiver three.
You don't believe in the zero bad quarterback. I mean, I don't mind taking Kupp because where he goes, his price. I agree with a lot of things Scott says. Look, he should see a wealth of targets, but this is a bad quarterback.
I'm going to get better, but you know what though? To say like he'd be better than Fournette, etc. I think he's definitely going to be. He might be the top rookie at his position.
Over under 69 catches.
Are you saying so? He's a top rookie wide receiver. Is that what you want to say?
Okay. It's good rookie wide receivers out there. Corey Davis
is hurt. Corey Davis is hurt. Is John Ross back yet?
John Ross is going to be hurt.
John Ross is like the missing.
You got the kid in Buffalo, Zay Jones. So okay, the Galladay kid. You know what I'm saying? He could put up nice numbers with Matthew Stafford. I'm just
I'm gonna say Cooper Kupp 70 receptions and 5 touchdowns.
How many yards?
70 and 5, then he's probably going to have a better season than Randall Cobb.
I'm gonna say he's going to have over 900 receiving yards.
He's definitely going to have a better season than Randall Cobb at this point.
Yep.
He's going to have 70 receptions, 900 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Can somebody please tell me a player that had that kind of production last year, and we find out where they went in fantasy? That sounds kind of Sterling Shepard-ish to me right there, who was a rookie last year, playing with Eli Manning, not Jared Goff.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Cooper Kupp this year.
Scott, do you watch football, Scott?
All right, here we go.
Dallas has won 22 years.
Exactly the person I thought it was. This person that I'm going to read you had 72 receptions. Mm-hmm. Receptions. 895 yards.
Okay.
900 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Who was it?
That was Willie Snead.
Play with damn Drew Brees.
Yep. Telling you, it's going to happen.
Willie Snead.
We got to get back to this.
When we come back, this continues because we can't stop now. Stick around. More Roto Experts than that are coming your way next.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one where you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA Inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
All right, I have a couple more I need to read to you, Scott Engel. You have predicted on the record here on the Roto Experts in the morning that Cooper Kupp in his rookie year will get 70 receptions, around 900 yards, and 4 to 5 touchdowns. I'm not putting words in your mouth. That's what
five
you said.
Touchdowns.
Five touchdowns, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Last year, this player had 78 receptions, so 8 more than you predicted, 954 yards, 54 more yards than you predicted, and 4 touchdowns, 1 less touchdown. Do you think that Cooper Kupp can come close to that?
I think he can.
That wide receiver was DeAndre Hopkins.
In a bad year.
Bad year. That's very down for him.
And also, pound since 1992, when they started counting targets, under that criteria, in their rookie year, 11 receivers have done that or better.
11 rookie wide receivers. I'd like to guess any of them, gentlemen.
Anquan Boldin.
That's what I was saying. Anquan Boldin.
Exactly what I was going to say, too.
Randy Moss, of course.
Randy Moss is not on this list.
Really?
Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham is not on this list. 5 touchdowns, 900 yards or more.
And Michael Clayton?
Michael Clayton is on there. Very
nice job, Scott.
That was a good
one. See, Scott, you're in a throwback. You see, when you talk about stuff in the 80s and the 90s, you're good. You feel what I'm saying? When you talk about what's going on the field now, you got to stay up underneath me.
This can't
Said
be right.
The guy who
wait. This can't be right.
Kobe Fleener forced a tight end last year. Meanwhile,
really?
I predicted Melvin Gordon last year.
900 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Odell at 91, 1,312 is rookie year.
Yeah, Odell killed his rookie year.
First season, rookie seasons, under
Eddie Royal.
Eddie Royal is on there too.
What?
I told you.
I also predicted Melvin Gordon last year. Listen to the commercial.
I did a draft last year, Scott, and I took Mike Evans with the 4th pick in the draft, and everybody thought I was crazy.
That's not really throwing it out there. That's not bold.
And what happened? Where was
bold.
Mike Evans going last year on the turn?
By the way, this player last year had 73 receptions, 883 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
Who's that?
That's Allen Robinson.
I know more of
down
that.
Down year.
So that's the ceiling for Kupp this year. All right, so if that's Kupp's ceiling,
that's the ceiling.
Where do you have Todd Gurley ranked? Because Todd Gurley is the player that offense is going to run through. And if Goff has got it working like that with Cooper Kupp, that means Todd Gurley is going to have a hell of a year.
I don't look at it like that.
How can you not, though, Scott? If they're moving the football like that to where Cooper Kupp can put up 900 yards receiving, Todd Gurley is going to run for 1,600.
No, I'm not looking at it like that. This team's going to play catch-up a lot.
then they're going to dump the ball off to Son, to Todd Gurley. Then you got to be in on Gurley if you in on Cup, because if you in on Cup, that's telling me you like the offense, Scott.
That's not
the quarterback
good
enough to sustain this?
I'm not. That's not the way I'm looking at it. I'm saying Goff is going to get a little bit better, but they're going to play from behind a lot, so that, you know, that's going to take Gurley out of the mix sometimes, and that's also going to help the wide receivers.
The Rams basically said, listen, Todd Gurley is catching the ball better out of the backfield. We want to get him the ball, so on and so forth. And, well, ultimately, I like Todd. I'm kind of growing a little bit on Todd Gurley. And you know what? I'm not growing. Like, he can't really go higher in my rankings. I think I'm just going to be more receptive to taking Todd Gurley, if that makes sense.
Would you take him as the RB1, Greg?
I said that ultimately Todd Gurley is my number 10-11, so technically, yes.
And on your team, though, are you comfortable with him as an RB1 on your team?
I would do what you did. I think it was the mock where you drafted wide receiver, and Todd Gurley. I'm comfortable doing that.
I mind you, that was a mock.
So you're not comfortable doing that.
I'm not comfortable doing that. I'm in on Gurley. If I get him at the 2, it's cool. I got to be real stacked, so it might not happen. But we'll see how it plays out. But
let me ask you about this mock thing, though, and. You know, we all
change the subject.
I got to ask you.
Don't
this
change
question.
The subject.
I got to ask you this question. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't change the
don't
subject.
Don't tell me what to do. You can come back with it when I tell you. You can come back with it. All right. With this mock thing, you know, I always say I'm going to mock like I draft, but you guys say you don't mock like you necessarily draft. But you know, aren't users like looking at this to see what the experts are really going to truly do?
Yeah, but then you give your little opinions at the end, and they publish that, and that should give the users a little bit more insight into how you do things and why you're doing it. Like I said, it's not my favorite thing to do. If I believe in that mock, I came back pretty quick, and I stacked up some more running backs to give myself some safety behind Gurley, which I didn't do in the situations where I drafted Gurley last year.
Yeah, I also commented, yes, when I wrote my little piece about the mock, something I did differently. I drafted DeAndre Hopkins in the third round. I'm not going to do that. And that's at the turn in the third round. I'm not ultimately going to do that. Like, he was the highest guy on the board. It was before I really completed my rankings. I was like, you know what? This is not really what I would do.
Oh, and I apologize. Odell Beckham is on that list.
I told you he had to be on the list. You mentioned Todd Gurley. The consensus at this point, or rising consensus, of number 4 running back, LeSean McCoy. This is what I want to talk about when we got to the Bills a second ago. Somebody predicted, ABC in Buffalo predicted yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
That LeSean McCoy is going to lead the Buffalo Bills in receptions this year.
That's going to be crazy if he gets that done.
Yeah. Crazy.
We're asking, look, I love Shady, Bills fan. I mean, this guy, from some people are making him out to be like he's going to be better than David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. I think he's getting a little crazy. Last year, the yards per carry was, what, like 5.2? The previous 2 years was 4.4 and 4.2. So I just think I have no problem with him going the first round in the top 10 and all that. But I think everybody is just thinking this guy is just going to be, if not as good as last year, even better. And I'm a little concerned about that. That's where I'm telling people, check it a little.
I agree. And I also think Shady's getting up there in age. He's a guy that has a lot of miles on those legs. And I'm kind of just worried that...
Yeah, but if he's catching 7 passes a game, he's going to hit his value in the PPR.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So, you know...
But he's going to catch 7 passes per game?
This guy...
Maybe 5.
Yeah. You know,
the yards per carry is going to go down this year.
Yes. This guy, when you hear the knocks on him, he's 29 and he gets banged up a lot. But, you know, 2 of the last 3 years, 1,500-plus total yards from scrimmage.
Kid is a beast. You can't deny the talent that he brings.
You can't, but you also have to look at the touchdowns. Probably the last year, he had 14 last season.
Yeah.
Like the 4 years before that, he had 4 or 5 years before that, he had 26 total.
Yeah, but you got to take that Chip Kelly year out. Chip Kelly had him running from one sideline to the next sideline. He was a beast in Philadelphia.
Still 26 touchdowns over that time.
He got a lot of touchdowns last year, even with Gillislee in the mix.
I just don't see them not. I just don't see them not having that set. It's worked so well. I know there's a new offensive coordinator in there, but they have. Look, I hope it's not Tolbert. I hope it's Jonathan Williams.
Somebody just text me. Stop yelling. I don't even know what the number is.
I think Modica was texting me.
Somebody text me. Stop yelling. I'm like,
but that's great. That's so great. Scott will be giving out his number on the next segment. You better hope Smoochie don't get that.
I know, right? My man Smoochie from the YouTube chat, in the chat wilding when we do the frenzy, Smoochie. Yeah,
Smoochie's off the hook.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm. When we hey, when y'all put it up on Audio Boob, remove the part where I put my phone number, please. Take that out.
You got a little caught up there.
I got a little bit too carried away. Scott had my blood boiling
when it came to Cooper Kupp, and you can see his blood's boiling over there.
I'm fine.
He lost right now.
You have a whole wire on your finger.
He's lost. He's like, nervous now.
The entire wire.
I'm not nervous.
Because he jumped out there with a wild projection.
I'm standing behind it.
Then you better
standing
move
behind
him up
it.
Those rankings. If
I'm
you,
standing
if you
behind
got him catching 70
you
passes,
you do not tell me what to
yards,
do.
Right.
You are not my father. My name is not Jaden, all right?
Well, then.
Jake. Your name's not Jaden.
Well, then where are you?
My name is not Jaden. You're not my father. You don't tell me what to do.
I mean,
do.
I don't know.
Other opinions exist. Deal with it.
Oh my goodness! Why does everyone have to yell? There's so much yelling at each other. So
this is the way
anger.
It's been. It's work like this.
Yes.
Okay. Not all
right. Listen, they listen to John Hanson right now on Sirius XM Fantasy. They wish they would listen to the Roto Experts in the morning.
They can.
You wonder who
they
else
can for free
was in Scott's Wild
Free Radio. Excuse the magic.
Dwayne Bowe.
Dwayne
Bowe was a beast.
Yeah, he was.
Corey, what was the backstory? What happened to Dwayne Bowe? Why did he fall off the earth so quickly?
Yo, he just like his skills.
He
just
had some good years.
Diminished. Dwayne Bowe led the league in receiving yards 1 year,
and
was
years
a
later,
bum
he was
the next year.
Yeah,
he was good for a little while.
Nah, nobody when Dwayne Bowe was getting busy, nobody popped the top on the defense. He ran routes. He was excellent.
But
he was deep downfield.
Just dropped off the face of the earth.
Maybe he tore his groin real bad.
Rookie in Carolina. He did the same thing. Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin.
He's just a big stiff Kelvin Benjamin.
I like Kelvin Benjamin.
The Jake Seeley
Nando
guy.
Nando loves
too.
Kelvin Benjamin. I heard
Benjamin.
Best friends forever last week.
Nando always like.
Nando should play like NFC only.
Cooper Kupp be a wide receiver one. Scott be like, oh, let me get in your NFC only league. I can draft Cooper Kupp and Sam Piran.
Meanwhile, I could take Isaiah Crowell number one overall.
You could take Isaiah
after he was on the 31st ranked offense last year.
3 months ago, I was saying Isaiah Crowell is in my top 10. Every single fantasy football article that came out after that had Isaiah Crowell in the top 10. He's going in second round of drafts right now,
not
Scott. I'm the trendsetter, Scott. Not
my
you.
Articles.
I'm the trendsetter.
Not my articles. You ain't no trendsetter. You're a follower. I taught you everything you know.
So I like Kelvin Benjamin also, by the way.
Just to me, there's just so many other receivers that I like better. I mean, I think I have him like 40th. I get it.
By the way, speaking of wide receivers and speaking of the Rams, I forgot to mention this a little bit earlier. What's the fist bump about?
This is from Buffalo Bills beat reporter Jay Skursky. He says Sean McDermott says Sammy Watkins will play a quarter Thursday. So Sammy Watkins on the field for the first preseason game for a quarter. That is very, very good news right there.
Isn't it also like super stupid?
That shows that they trust.
No, he needs to.
Yeah.
Look, this is a man that came out and said that his wide receiver class is going to set the market. He is looking to get paid. They didn't pick up that option. He's looking to prove a lot of things this year.
That's good. That's a good look
smoke,
right there.
And it could all be over. But, you know.
By the way, the Rams point I wanted to make, Tavon Austin, I return to practice this week. Just saying.
You are.
I love it.
We'll come back right here at the Red Rockers in the morning.
Quarterback to receiver hookups. Running back depth analysis. Rookie values in dynasty leagues. Deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
We return here.
Take this one right here, doing his air guitar. Too much time practicing air guitar and not enough fantasy football.
Well, fantasy sports.
Says the guy that started 0-9 last year.
Radio Network. We just literally use the same material every day. We got to be better, guys. We got to be better.
I agree.
I want to be omitted from that.
I'm not looking in your direction. Just looking at these two.
I have new material every day.
Do you? Shit, this belt!
Greg, the belt been here for 2 days. Greg, it's the second day the belt been here, Greg.
I'm the fantasy executive. That's how I roll.
The belt been here for 2 days, Greg, so how's that old material?
Because you've been using
that's
it.
That's the hardware right there. The proof is in the pudding.
Scott, I taught you this. Follow me. It's the old material. Get some new stuff. Say, Scott, you say I only go after you.
There you go.
There you go.
He's quiet now, too.
Anyway.
I want Greg to get to the next
yes.
thing.
Yeah. So... I wanted to talk about
Greg just schooled him.
Two players that were named the starting quarterbacks for their team, at least for the first preseason game. And I want to ask you, Corey, if it means anything. Okay? That's Tom Savage in Houston.
21.
I know you're...
Go ahead. Just keep going.
21.
Don't worry about it. Just keep going. Tom Savage in Cleveland.
We're doing a television show, Corey.
Tom Savage in Houston, mm-hmm. who... You know, I know you're the Deshaun Watson guy. That's why I'm going to you. Tom Savage is the unquestioned starter today in Houston.
Yeah. I like it. I can get involved with it. I trust JB. He's Jason Braddock. He's down there watching that team every day. I think Deshaun Jackson evolves into the role maybe a little bit later on into the season, maybe even next year of Deshaun Jackson. But right now, I think the best fit for this offense and then for what we do, you know, want to draft D-Hop, you know what I'm saying? I think the best option, the best way to go is with my guy, Tom Savage. So, I like Tom Savage getting his first crack at it. I think he holds the job throughout the whole course of the season. I like what Jason Braddock says. Nobody in the building knows that offense better than Tom Savage except Bill O'Brien. So I'm going with it.
The Broncos, Scott, named Trevor Siemian their starting quarterback for the first preseason game. So it would seem like he has a leg up on Paxton Lynch. Where are you, sir, on Trevor Siemian?
Well, he's not top 25 fantasy quarterback.
I don't care about that.
I thought you asked me.
Oh, no. I asked you, basically, Trevor Siemian to this Broncos offense, right? No one's drafting
Tom
Savage either.
I think he knows the offense. He's comfortable in it. I think they want to be... They still want to, if they can, focus on power running here and high percentage passing, and I think he fits that kind of mold. Although Paxton Lynch is more talented, I think right now he just might be the better fit. Whereas, you know, you're just talking about Houston. I think, you know, with Tom Savage, he's got a strong arm and he knows the offense, but, you know, he doesn't have the quickest release. He gets hit a lot. He gets sacked a lot for holding onto the ball too long. They worry about his health. And Deshaun Watson is a special talent. It wouldn't surprise me if Watson's starting at some point.
I'm going to go with the Savage. I think, Corey said it best. I mean, Braddock sees the team every day. And I think for Hopkins owners right now, I think you want it to be Savage. I think you want it to be the guy that has an understanding of this offense. It's not a knock on Watson. This is considered a very difficult offense to get a grasp of. It's going to take a while. So, let's see what Savage can do. I think he deserves every opportunity here. And so that's the route I'm going to go there. The thing in Denver, I might only... thing about taking Thomas early is this quarterback issue, but I will take Demaryius Thomas. But Trevor Siemian supposedly has outplayed Paxton Lynch in like every single practice. Mm-hmm. So I don't if you know Siemian continues this, it's not even going to be an option in about a week or two. They did say Lynch will start the second game.
They already said that. Whoever wins the competition will obviously start the third game. Speaking of Denver, Corey, Jamaal Charles will play in the first preseason
game.
That's
amazing.
That's
amazing.
Well, he's playing for a job, though, right?
No. You know, praise be to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never think we'll really see the kid get back on the field again. Well, the man, because he's my age now. I never really think we'll see dude get back on the field again. And the fact that he's out there playing this season is much different than last year. Because last year it was like, oh, he'll be ready next week.
Right.
Oh, he'll be ready next week. Oh, he'll be ready next week. He was never ready. But this year when they're saying that, I was like, okay, is he going to be ready? And he is ready. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's second on the depth chart.
I believe he's second on the depth chart. Devontae Booker is hurt. Juwan Thompson is third on their depth chart by CJ Anderson.
Wait a minute. I saw something about this depth chart. Devontae Booker might be second on the depth chart, even though he's hurt. He might be second on the depth, which that speaks volumes if that is the case. You feel what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. that'll let you know that he's ascending. But either Booker or Charles is second on the depth chart. Booker was someplace.
I see Booker third on the depth chart behind Charles.
Okay, so then, this is updated, right?
Updated, yep.
So there you go right there. The fact that Charles on the second on the depth chart right now, I'm not going to say you can draft him. I'm not going to go that far.
You know, I'm going to be interested to see him because I'm like with Corey. I haven't drafted him, but, you know.
I take that back. In the latest updated one, Devontae Booker is second.
That right there, Devontae Booker being second on that depth chart, even though he's not healthy and may not be out back there on the field to the last week of preseason or week one, that speaks volumes right there about what they plan to do with that Denver Bronco running game. I'm getting this kid round 16, 17, 18, he's going to be a starting running back this year. You mark my word.
Injuries create value because people react to these kind of news pieces in the short term. And you got to think down the line, like Corey said, and, you know, this kid's back in the mix by week four. You know, you say, well, why did I think that, you know, in August?
I find it very, very interesting that even though he is injured, you still have him as the backup running back of C.J. Anderson. Corey's right. Let C.J. Anderson fall on his face and Devontae Booker's to take over. He has been in on this since really the beginning, since he started drafting the day after the Super Bowl. That's why you should get the Executive Edge package available right now at rotoexperts.com. Ring the bell. Use chips when you check out. Get a nice discount.
Here you go. Use chips. And damn it.
What's damn it?
No, I'm upset.
Why?
Because Scott made me mad earlier.
I'm sorry.
Get over it.
I'm sorry he made you angry. But we'll make you happier when we talk about Barack Osweiler again. He was named the starting quarterback.
That woke everybody up.
That always tickles
one
me.
Of the preseason. So we have Simeon, we have Tom Savage, and we have Brock Osweiler all starting for their teams in week one of the preseason.
Anybody want to get this one first?
I think Brock Osweiler, maybe they're just trying to show him off a little, see, you know. Corey, I think, was right on this one. As much as I want to see Kessler, seems to be struggling, but I wanted to see him get an opportunity. It seems like all signs are really pointing to Kaiser.
Yeah, I think Kaiser's going to be the dude. Now, listen, Hugh Jackson's the original quarterback whisperer, so he might find something with Brock Osweiler. I got to see it first. Maybe he's thinking, you know, let's put him out there. Mm-hmm. Get this out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
His quotes were like, you know, he hasn't run any with the first team offense, and we just want to give him a look.
Oh, they got Bills practice on. Or the dude that covered the Bills is putting the practice on Facebook Live. So I'm going to watch Bills practice and do the frenzy at the same time.
So I'm sure that'll exhilarate radio. Go, Sammy! There you go.
Don't, Greg, that hurt my feelings.
You were the one that said you're gonna watch a video while
watching the Bills practice while I'm doing the radio show.
Can't even talk. This is the problem. By the way, more love yesterday for Nelson Aguilar.
Yo, the Nelson Aguilar thing is crazy because now they're saying the office coordinator that came out and was like, it's not gonna be like last year. Every spot is up for competition, and we're not really gonna be, you know, sectioning out and handing out positions like slot or whatever just to anybody. So Nelson Aguilar is in the mix right now.
Crazy.
Holler at me 2 weeks from now after the dress rehearsal. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. Also of note,
if Nelson Aguilar gets that gig though, I see 78 receptions, 950 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
I am not gonna let you do that.
That's what you'd be a good friend.
Exactly.
You'd be a good friend.
Trying to be your buddy.
That's what you're trying to do.
You're my buddy.
We mentioned Jamaal Charles a couple of minutes ago. Shocked to see him playing that first preseason game coming back. You know what I was also shocked to see him be playing the first preseason game, Core?
Who's that?
C.J. Spiller.
How about that?
C.J. Spiller.
Still out there. He's still getting NFL checks.
What, he played for like four teams last year?
Oh, well, he's back for another go-around with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think now's the time.
That guy's the David Gonos of running backs.
That's exactly what he says.
He's crushed.
Shout out to David Gonos. I'm sure he's listening right now.
I love David
Gonos. If you're listening right now, send me a tweet, my man. The world's most dangerous fantasy sports show.
Matt Forte returned to practice yesterday. As we do some quick hits here. Matt Forte returned to practice for the Jets. Matt, you said with Quincy Enunwa injury, with going on IR due to the neck, as Corey and I accurately predicted yesterday. You expect Matt Forte actually to be a little bit of a beneficiary here.
Yeah, I have to think so. I mean, who's the quarterback? I mean, I don't really see much. Austin Safarian Jenkins is suspended for 2 games. I think he will become a piece once activated. And I think it's going to be very, you know, I don't see this as a team going down the field much. I really don't. I know Robbie Anderson is getting a lot of love by people. He's like the new in vogue late guy to go after.
There was actually a negative report about him.
He might be a bum.
And like, you know, this is going to create opportunity. We all like Powell, but you know, this is going to make the Jets. You have to watch him during the preseason because there's going to be opportunity there for Darius Stewart and maybe Chad Hansen, who I've spoken about before, to step up because Hansen can be that possession type of guy. So put those two names on your watch list at least.
Chad Hansen's probably due for like 70 receptions.
Hey, nice. It's going to be a good one coming up on the Frenzy because a lot of teams are taking the practice field right now. So got little tweets and stuff coming out. Moncrief Dorsett, the kid Marlon Mack are not practicing today for the Colts, but Pagano said it's a high probability Moncrief will be returning shortly. So that's good news if you want to buy in Dante Moncrief and Scott Tolzien.
I tell you one thing. I have a couple of shares of Powell. I just think he's going to start moving up. I really see my Jets ownership going forward pretty much slim and none.
When we come back, as we wrap up the Road Experts in the morning portion of the program and send you into the Fantasy Football Frenzy inside the Road Experts block, we wrap up with a bluff that went wrong. I explain and I tell you all about it as we continue on Road Experts in the morning block here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Man, dude, Brandon Albert, you messed up, bud. You messed up pretty badly here. Brandon Albert was a former, I believe, first-round pick, Kansas City Chiefs. Had a solid career there. Left free agency, thought he was going to make a ton of money. Went to the Dolphins, made a little bit less than he thought he was going to make. And in the offseason, he was traded to Jacksonville. And he was traded to Jacksonville because he wanted to renegotiate his contract with the Dolphins. The Dolphins said, no, you weren't good enough to renegotiate, so screw you. We're not giving you a contract extension. He threatened to hold out, threatened to do all this stuff. Eventually, he was traded with Julius Thomas over to Jacksonville. Well, he bitched about his contract with Jacksonville. They're like, well, too bad. You have a contract. You have to play under said contract. Well, he said, I'm not showing up to OTAs and whatnot. And screw that. And he doesn't. He's going to hold out for more money. And Tom Coughlin said, "Okay, then don't show up. I don't care.
Just find you.
I don't care."
Yeah.
Well, shows up for training camp because you know he wants to get paid. Evidently, things didn't go so great. He was getting beaten by some of these younger defensive players, getting beat.
His heart wasn't in it.
So Brandon Albert's like, "You know what? I want more money. My heart's not in it. Peace. I'm out. I'm going to retire." Well, so he retired. Retired a week or two ago. And then the Jaguars, Tom Coughlin's like, well, if you're tired, we're gonna need that $3.4 million that you got for your signing bonus back. And he's like, wait. Why would I give that back? Well, sir, you don't play. You don't get the money. But I don't want to give it back. Well, you have to or you got to play. Oh, okay, I want to play now. Well, but you retired. No, I want to come back and play. But you're not welcome back to come play. And that is the predicament that Brandon Albert finds himself in with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
See, when you're the Jaguars, don't cut off your nose to spite your face.
I agree with that.
Because the offensive line, it stinks.
It's terrible.
You know what I'm saying? The O-line stinks. You bring in an anchor like Albert. You know what I mean? You get some protection for Bortles. You help out Fournette, the rookie, in the running game a little bit. It's Tom Coughlin. Don't come in here with this stupidness. You're going to be ruled with an iron fist and do that. Listen, it don't work everywhere. Today's athlete, what do you think the kid going to? The Giants can use him. Sure. Eric Flowers sucks.
Horrific.
He sucks.
Horrific.
Go get another good job, Brandon Albert.
I agree with Corey. But it should not be understated how bad Brandon Albert was last year. He was pretty bad.
He was terrible. But I can assure you, as a Giants fan, he is probably an upgrade.
You know, look, I'm not saying, and I think what Corey said is right. Look, the Jags need him, so hopefully, you know, get his heart back in it, or, you know, maybe burn some, get some fire in his belly, whatever kind of thing you want to use.
And kicking his ass, yeah. Kicking
slapping
his ass,
slapping his face.
Brandon Albert, as we said, I think you really said it right, Corey. The Jaguars are literally biting their nose.
Yeah, despite their face.
It makes no sense. I talked to a Jaguars.
That's immature.
You can believe this. I talked to a Jaguars fan. My friend is a Jaguars fan.
Why?
I know.
You live in Florida?
I mean, why are people Jet fans, right? So.
Oh, yeah, true.
I talked to the Jaguars fan, and I sent him the report that Brandon Albert wanted to come back. And you know what he said to me? I thought it's so interesting. He said, this is a direct quote, "Oh man, if I were the Jags, I'd tell him to F off."
You see, this is because
and I was just like,
that's fandom.
So I go, yeah. No, you wouldn't. And he goes, yes, I would. The dude doesn't want to play. He's a schmuck. Now he realizes he has to pay us back money.
He called him a schmuck. he called him a schmuck.
He called him a schmuck. I go, yes, that's stupid. I go, he goes, how do you not know the repercussions of your own retirement? And I'm like,
what a schmuck.
A lot of people do a lot of stupid.
Where's the charger for this little mini tablet right here, Greg?
It's over there.
Can I use it?
Yeah, we're not using the Fire Stick today, sure.
All right, thank you.
Speaking of what's next, what's coming up next in the fantasy
football? Oh, man, we got a lot of news from training camp. Talk about it in the fantasy football frenzy. You want to look at some veterans, some fantasy vets, some guys that are older in age, what they could do for your team this year. We got some depth chart news we want to go over, including that situation we talked about with the Broncos. Derek Van Riper from RotoWire joining the program also. He's one of my friends. He's one of the real class guys in the industry, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of stuff to get into. I'm very excited today.
For Matt Modico, he's Wall Street. For Scott Engel, he's the king. For Corey Parsons, he's the fantasy executive. My name is Greg Sussman. The Fantasy Football Frenzy is up next. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bow.
6 a.m. East, 3 a.m. Pacific for another edition. For another Experts in the Morning. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.